Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University's Office of Career Services.
I'm Leslie Marmer with the Office of Career Services, and for this edition of Career Chat, I'm talking with Cynthia Batchelder, AT&T Carrier Relations Vice President, Global Access Management. Cynthia, a Miami alumna with a BS in Marketing and an MBA in Finance, has served in the past as an on-campus recruiter here at Miami. We are speaking to her today about her experience as a recruiter and advice she has for students as they prepare for their upcoming interviews. Cynthia, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, it's more than welcome. I really appreciate the interest and look forward to having lots of students enjoy the conversation.
Great, thank you. Well, let's go ahead and get started. First question, what should a candidate look for in a job description that might give him or her clues to the skills that you're looking for?
What usually happens in a job description is we define what is the position, and we'll sometimes talk a little bit about the types of work that is done within that position. So it is important to review the position description when it has relating experience. If, in fact, it doesn't have a lot of details, the most important element to it will be what is the title, what is the functional work that you'll be doing. To understand, if it says it's a sales position, then you know that you'll be selling. If it's a finance position or accounting, think about it logically from the types of courses or even summer work you may have done relating to those fields.
Okay, and this would be good information for them to have done some of that research prior to the interview.
Yes, especially if, in fact, it's some of the general areas and you have the company name, you can clearly find information about that company and the types of, say, for example, if it was sales, types of products they may sell and how they may market them by going on the internet and looking up information about that company or other companies in the same industry.
Okay, and that leads me to another question which you had started answering there, which is what should students know about an organization? What other information might they need to know before an interview?
Well, it's good to know anything that they can about the company and the industry that they're in. You know, is this particular firm, whether it's a business company or whether it's a professional services organization or any other industry, where do they stand in their industry? Are they the leader? Are they the follower? Are they new to the industry? What has been their success and elements of what is important at the current time with this firm? The key issues are almost always publicized in their websites or in any other organization or think about newspapers or magazines or trade publications. They'll have information about the industry and about multiple companies, including the one that you might be interviewing, so that you can get a feel for what this concern is all about.
When a student comes in for an interview, is it obvious when they haven't done that type of research?
It can be, depending upon how the individual has prepared themselves for interviews in general. If you've prepared yourself with your value proposition or what is it that you bring to the table and the skills that you have, then you may not need to know all of the details about the company. But it becomes very obvious if, in fact, you get a question that says, what do you have to offer to my company, and you talk about your accounting skills and what you're being interviewed for is a hospital that, it's not an accounting position.
Right.
So it really is good to think about what the interview is about and what position they're hiring for and what your skills and interests are that could map to that position.
So a lot of preparation before the interview.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let me ask, when you ask the question, tell me about yourself, what kind of information are you looking for from the student, and about how long should they talk when they answer that question?
Okay. That's a real good question to be prepared for, because it's very common to be asked this in the first few minutes of a session. Usually, it is intended to be an icebreaker, to be an opportunity for you to give a 1 or 2 minute synopsis of who you are as the candidate, what accomplishments you may have made at a high level, and why are you wanting to interview for the position or with the firm that you're meeting with that day.
Okay, great. So something just very brief, just a little bit of information just to start the conversation rolling.
Absolutely.
Okay. What are some common mistakes that you have seen that have occurred during interviews with students?
Well, you know, it sounds funny for some of these to be common because many individuals would not even think that this would happen. But in my experience and even others within my organization, a couple things are pretty quick to identify. Chewing gum or coming with any food, beverage, product like that with you is traditionally not looked at very highly.
Okay.
The other elements, when you just think about the nonverbal communication that you have during an interview, if you're not maintaining your focus or your poise or not giving an indication that you're really interested in a position, that's something that doesn't necessarily look favorably on the candidate. If at any point, though, you're feeling uncomfortable or you start to feel like your poise is going, just take a moment, right? Ask for a moment, take a breath, and then come on back, you know, back to the discussion. Don't leave the room, but just, you know, take a breath and then answer the question. Nerves are natural in those types of situations. Everyone has them, including the person who's conducting the interview. So you're meeting someone for the first time. It's best to listen to the question, think about your answer, and then give the answer. And if you're prepared with potential answers to questions that you think are common for interviews, you'll be able to answer any question that's given to you.
Okay, so kind of following up on that, what questions do you think students have the most difficulty answering?
Usually those questions are ones that they weren't prepared for. They didn't check about the industry, or they haven't built their own value proposition. And so it comes into a question of, you know, what's your weaknesses? No one likes to admit that we have flat sides, but we all do. So what we really talk about there is their growth opportunities, their areas of experience you don't have, or their areas of things that you know you want to continue to develop as you work through a company by positioning your strengths. So when you talk about your difficulty, it's hard sometimes to talk about yourself. It's hard sometimes to talk about what you did to make something happen or to learn from errors or mistakes in the past. But if that's the type of question that's asked, the individual who is discussing with you really wants to know that information. So if you have a prepared answer, and even writing them out ahead of time on index cards and practicing, you may very well be able to get through what appears to be a difficult question, but isn't once you have a prepared answer.
Okay, because one of the services that Career Services offers is a mock interview session with someone here. And is that something that you would recommend that they do before an upcoming big interview?
I recommend practice for any time you're going to speak publicly. That could be a one-on-one situation or to a small group or to a large audience. One never knows how items are going to sound out loud until they hear it, because what you hear in your brain or you write out longhand may not be received in the same method, depending upon the tone that's used or how an individual interprets words.
Right.
Always good to practice.
Great. When you've had an interview with a candidate and the interview is over, do you expect candidates to send you a thank you note?
Expectation is an interesting word. Here's how I look at things like thank you notes or follow-up communications. It's another opportunity to make an impression upon the individual that you have just interacted with. You can remind them of the value proposition that you portrayed during that discussion. You can even address any areas that were of concern or issues that you thought may have come up that didn't necessarily bring the bright, shining light to the occasion and your capabilities across. So it's just one more opportunity for individuals to see how you perform and how you would be of value to that organization.
Yes, I would say
do it.
Okay. Any preference on whether it should be handwritten, typed, or whether an email would do?
You know, I think in the days of electronic communication, there is nothing wrong with email. I think in all communication, it should be formal, and it should take the format or communication media that is appropriate for the organization that you've been speaking with. If you're speaking with an organization that's very much high technology, or you're talking about a technology position, utilizing that technology of email would be, you know, quite appropriate. If you're talking with someone about being a personal assistant and, you know, those private or personal letters are of value, then a handwritten note may be more appropriate, or a physical hard copy letter as well.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any additional information that you'd like our students to know?
We've kind of touched on some of them, but the way I would summarize linking into an interview, it is your first opportunity, and maybe your only opportunity, to show an organization what you can bring to that company, how you can help them to continue to succeed. So be prepared. Project a sense of confidence, enthusiasm, and interest in the position, and practice. You test out different things that you might be wondering whether they would work or not on a practice interview, whether it's the mock interview through the placement center or with different professors or instructors that you've worked with and had strong relationships with, or with other students that are going through the same situation. And be honest with each other when you practice, because we don't want to have the false sense of confidence and the false sense of positive projection, because that won't help in the long run.
Great. Cynthia, again, thank you for sharing the benefit of your experience as an on-campus recruiter, and we look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thank you for inviting me, and I wish everyone the best of luck with their new opportunities ahead of them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.